But atzman loy, but not they themselves you can't bring. The question is why not? Lechura, if it gives birth to one zocher, that zocher should be fit for carbon oil. So why can't you bring the zocher for carbon oil? So when it says zocher, we're talking about over here, we're going sheyol de nekeva, where the tumor gave birth to nekeva. The more still is the question though, but it says the Kaitim gave birth to 1,000 generations. So all the generations down that never gave birth once to a Zoch, how could that be? Some lay said back to Malagir Swiz Mashnim Nishnu Dhika. Like in Bavil, we give hard Dachik answers. The Benageshim says they get like the Makkah, they put a pill into Ayo Pilo, the Kufi the Makkah, try and put an elephant through the needle hole. I mean to say true, it's a hard answer. But Kagoin, Sheyold in a cave, if that's over the Nechlamim. When the Mishnah is talking about a case, that's the case. Kagoin, Sheyold in a cave, if that's over the Nechlamim. Who would have been given birth to a Zocha, could have been brought for carbon. The case of the Mishnah is, but they're all Nechavis. But Nechlamim, Zocha would have been brought. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding up Chofala from Ralph here by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "You tmura habechor, you have a bechor, and you make a tmura out of it from it, or else the yamaisi b'maisi behem, and you make a tmura from it. So lochur is vloden. Now, if the tmura gives birth, of vloden, the grandchild, that soifelam, how many generations down, that soifelam, hareilu ke bechor kamaisa, they have the same halacha like a bechor and like a maisa, even though we had before psukim that a tmura is not brought for a korban, the tmura of a bechor." Said who? And not the tumura, and who didn't maisel or not from bechor, but still it's chalak kedusha on the tumura. That you have to wait till it becomes a balmum. When it's a balmum, you still have to be noyeg bekedusha. Even when you sell it, you have to be noyeg bekedusha. Same way you noyeg bekedusha on the bechor and the maisel. So areyel ke bechor ke maisel. What does that mean to say? The yoichel b'mum and the bailam, that the bailam could eat it when it becomes a balmum. A tumura also the bailam could eat when it becomes a balmum. The tumura of a bechor goes to the kain. And the tzmur of a maisa goes to the Yisrael. If so, man bein bechor maisa bein kol hakotshim. So what's the difference then? Shekol hakotshim we had was nimkorim biitlis. All kotshim, once they become a balmum and you want to be paid to them, so you're allowed to sell them in the regular marketplace. And v'nishrotim b'litra, you can make a shchit in the marketplace. V'nishkolim b'litra, and you could weigh it, sell them with the regular weight, sell them normally. Because you'll get more money this way, and the money goes to Hegdish, so it's kedai. Chutz min abchor v'yamaisa, excluding the abchor and amaisa, that these things, when you want to sell the meat, you're not allowed to sell it in the marketplace, because the money goes to you. So therefore, it's a bizoyin to do these things to kachin, you can't sell it in the marketplace with the regular weight, you have to sell it differently. So therefore, tmur at the same halacha also, it has this kedusha, you can't sell in the marketplace, or belitra. Now, v'yesh lem pidgin, this pidgin could be poida. The bechor could be poiderit. It comes about mum. Well, it's from the same pidgin. It's a regular kachim. A regular kachim, when it becomes a balmum, it could be poider the kachim. Or dinu tumura sayin, a tumura of another korban, when it becomes a balmum, it could be poiderit. But chutz min abechor via maisa. That's not about bechor via maisa. There's no din pidgin. A bechor you can't be poiderit. You can't get the gedusha off the bechor. Rashi says, chutz min abechor via maisa. It's different here. Yeah, Chudbukor it says, like Tipodiv Maisik Siv Lo Yigoyl, that he can be Poida. That's when it becomes a Bamum, that's the Locha, you have to eat it, Bamumai. That by Bukor the Kain eats it, and by Maisa the Yisrael eats it. But not to try to give a Poida to make it go out the Chulin completely. Now the Mishnah says, Uboyi Mechutz Loretz, all other Kabonish, you could bring the animal even from Chutz Loretz. Or else if you're makdish and a korban oila chutz loretz, you have a chiv to bring a teretz Yisrael to be makrivit. Chutz min abachor u'maisa. Ma'ashenkein abachor u'maisa that's born in chutz loretz, you don't have a chiv to bring a teretz Yisrael. Just shimbo to me mem yikruvu, it's up to you. If you want to, you can bring it when it's a tam, and you can bring it for korban if you want to. If you don't have a chiv. Yeah. And the reason is, Mr. says, no, don't say reason yet. V'yim ishim balim tzmimim yikrevu, v'yim balim mumim yochel b'mumim l'baylim. But by b'chor and a maisa, it depends. If you want, you could bring it when it's a tam, but when it's a bal mum, then you leave it where it is, and then the chami, then the baylim eat it. So that's one of the reasons that by the pidgin, that when a b'chor becomes a Baal Mum, the Kohen could eat it. So if it was not such a big purpose of bringing it to Yerushalayim for Korban, but he could just hold on to it, and if it becomes a Baal Mum, he'll use it there. Omer B'Shim Rishim says, he explains that now, my time, what's the reason that you don't have to bring a Bechor from Kutzlores to Yerushalayim, you don't have a Chiyuf? Sha'Bechor V'Yemais, so yesh tlem panos mem kaimam. Because wherever you are, it could be used there. Meaning to say, there's a takana, Rashi says. There's the future for it. That wait till it becomes a Baal Mum, and then the Kohen can eat it wherever he is, even in Kutzlores. But the Shar Kol HaKoshim and the other Korban, Afa Pishnola Ben Mum, even though it comes a Mum on the Korban, Hered Lubutish Sosan, they still have the Kedusha. And since they still have the Kedusha, you have to redeem it. So, and the money, when you pay with it, the money goes up for Korban. Therefore, since anyway the domin is eventually going to be used for korban, then there's a svar you should bring the korban itself better. But since by a bechor and a ma'isa, when it comes to baal mum, you don't have to sell it and give the money to hegdish, but rather you just eat it the way it is. So therefore, you don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. You could just let it stay outside Eretz Yisrael and just wait till it becomes a baal mum and eat it then. Omar Rabba ba Rav Aza. Boyin by my Robin, that's all he has to show like this. What's going to be Hamata Mumba Tumurosai Bechor Umaisa? A lot of a Tumur of a Bechor Umaisa, it's not Korov, it just has a Kedusha Zaguf on it. You have to wait till it has a Baal Mum. But it has no Kedusha Zakrov, you don't bring it for Korban. If so, Mao, are you allowed to put a Mum? Are you over a Lav? By regular Korban, there's a Lav, a Pasuk says a Mum lo Yiyaboy, you're not allowed to put a Mum into a Korban because you're pathless for that Korov. But what's going to be the Tumura of a Bechor and a Maisa? Anyway, it's not bought for Korban. Is there any Avera making a Mum in it? Mi Armina, do I say, Kivun Le Kraven, since they're not Korban for Korban, Le Mechayiv, there's no Issa to make a Mum in it? Or there may be, Kivun the Kachi Mechayiv, since the Maisa has a Gdusha Saguf on it, there is an Issa not to put a Baal, make into a Baal Mum. Some Le Abayi said back, and Pashan Abayi holds that there's no Issa, and he said like this, if you have a shaylah with Tiburlach, why don't you ask the same shaylah about Hamato Mum Bechi Shemaisa? When you count the Maisa Behemoth, the Loch is when you count the ninth one, by mistake you call the ninth one number 10, so it's Chalak Kedusha on it, but it's not Korah for Korban, you have to wait till it becomes a Baal Mum and then you pray to it. So why don't you ask the shaylah on that Korban also? Since you can't makrevit, is there any Issa to make it into a Baal Mum? How come you didn't ask the question over there? It must be, like Abai Yolta Svar is, the Rachmona Miyata. Since there's a Farish of Miyata Kroz, the Postik says, Asiri, that you only bring for Korban the tenth one. But Lohisi Yachi, the ninth one is not brought for Korban. If so, since there's a special Postik that says it's not brought for Korban, that's why you tell me in Svar there's no reason to make a Mum on it. If so, the same Svar should apply here also. Hochinami, Rachmona Miyatinu, the Torah said clearly that by the Tumur of Bechor it's not Korban. It says, Lo Tipode, Kaidishem can't be part of the Bechor, but rather remains Kaidishem. So we dash in Haim Kravim, only the Bechor itself is brought for Korban. But the Yain Tumurosan Kravim, but its Tumura is not brought for Korban. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Masnul Hoch, that means it learned like this. That Omer Rav Achav Red Rav Azel. Boy in the Marovin, in our soul, he has to shine up like this. What's going to be Hamato Mum Bechi Shemaisa? When you have Yemaisa Behemia, that the ninth one, the mistake you call that number 10. So, Loch Riz, it's Chalak Kedusha, but you don't bring it for Korban. So, Ma, was there any Issa to be Matla Mum in it or not? So, Amla again, so he answered back and said, Vetibor, Loch, how come you did not ask the same Shaila? About Hamato Mum Betumuras Bechor Maisa. We have the Tumur of a Bechor of a Maisa, the same Shaila. It itself is Korav, just there's no Mum in it. It itself is Korav. No, forget, it itself is not Korav. Because it has a Kedusha Saguf. So why don't you ask the same Shaila there? If they're not there, putting a Mum in there now, since it's not Korav. El, a Maishna, Tumuras Bechor a Maisa, look at me, boy. How come you ask the question over there? Look at me, boy, look, oh. Why the Rachmona Miatinu? Because the Torah says clearly that has no Kedusha. And since it has no dinah krov, you don't bring it for korban. And since you don't bring it for korban, there's no whisk to be matla mum. It's the same thing here also. In the Rachmon Miyatog, the Pasuk says, Kodishayim, only the Bechor is Kodish. And Hain Kravim, only the Bechor itself is brought for korban. V'yayint Murosin Krava. And so the Pshad, since there's a Gzeras HaKosov here, so Chi Shomai Tsunami, the same thing. Rachmon Miyatog, the Torah says clearly not like that. The Pasuk says, Ho Asiri, only the tenth one is Kodish. Loitzias Achi, that this ninth one is not brought for Korban. So since it's not brought for Korban, who I didn't know Locher is, there's no risk to make it into a mum. That's what Abaye holds as far as there's no risk to be matl a mum on such a behemoth, even though it has a kedushas aguf, but since it has no dinah krov, there's no avera. Then the Mishnah says, that if you want to bring a bechor from chutz l'aretz atam, you could bring it if you want, you could. Where Minu have a question, it says that Ben Antignis Helu Bechoris Mibovel, he brought up his Bechoris from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, for like Kibu Mimenu, and they were not in the Kavla, they didn't want to take it. So Rashi has a question, as a question, Namastis Netoni, our Mishnah says, in Bovel to Mimim Yikrivu, they bring it, you could, you are Mark of it. And here it's Mashmi, brought it up, and they didn't want to accept it. Samar says, Omer Rav Chizla Kash, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Horebi Shmol, Horebi Kiva, Samach Lekha, Sebi Shmol, and Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya was learned like this. Rabbi Yasi Yainer. So, Chizla Selva Makash, Rabbi Shmol, Horebi Kiva. The Tanya was learned like this. Rabbi Yasi Oimer, Gimel Dvor, Mishum, Gimel Zakanim. He said over three alokas, the name of three Zakanim. That Rabbi Shmol, Rabbi Shmol says, that Yochla, I would have thought to say, Yalo de Maisisheni, Bismanazer, a person today, even though there's no Beis Amigdash, you could bring your Meister Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim, v'yachlen of Yerushalayim. That's a lock, a Meister Sheni can't eat outside Yerushalayim. So maybe today also you could eat it in Yerushalayim. The din where it's a swirl like that. Bechor, Torin HaVoyas Mokim, a korban Bechor, we know you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. O Meister Torin HaVoyas Mokim, a Meister Sheni could only eat inside Yerushalayim. So Ma Bechor, one swirl just like Bechor, is Einam Nechal Elu B'fnei Abayis. Just like a Bechor could only eat it when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, Ma Bechor and a Nechel can be forced to come on the boy mat and domim v'imurul mizbeach. You have to put the domim and the imurul on the mizbeach. So pshita, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't do it. If so, af Maisa, same structure applied to Maisa Sheni also. Ein a Nechel, Allah v'fnei abayis, you can only eat Maisa Sheni when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Without a Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat it. That's once where you cannot eat it. So he says back, no. That loyim amart, didn't I tell you, bibechor, that you know the reason why you can't bring a bechor, but it's not the Beis HaMikdash, yet the korban abayis, shekein toin matan don v'yemur l'gavim mizbeach, pshita, because the bechor is a korban. So you have to put the blood and the emur and burn it on the mizbeach. So yet the korban abayis, you can't do that. But to yom abameisah, batev abameisah sheni, to loy, like there's no avoida, the meisah sheni, just bring it in Yerushalayim. You don't have to bring it on the mizbeach. So maybe even though the Zman is there, no Beis HaMikdash, maybe still could eat in Yerushalayim. So Mora says, no, Amarta, I tell you, Bikurim. The Loch is Bikurim. That the Tuna Navois Mokim, you have to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And Omaisa Tuna Navois Mokim. And Maisa Sheni has to be brought in Yerushalayim. So say the same thing, Ma Bikurim, just like Bikurim. Ein Nechol Amel Lefnei Habayis, just like Bikurim is only Nechol. Lefnei Habayis. Because the other apostle says, Rashi says, it says, Lefnei Mizbeach, the Siv and Acht, Lefnei Hashem Lekechom. So, Af Maisu, what did Maisu Sheni also, then Nechel El Lefnei Habayis, you're going to eat Maisu Sheni in Yerushalayim, because Mandu is the base of Midish. So where it says, no, I'll tell you, Malde Bikurim, Bikurim is something special. I'll tell you, Malde Bikurim, Shekein Tunin Hanocha, that the mitzvah Bikurim is, you have to bring it up and give it to the Kohen in the base of Midish, and he puts it down Lefnei Hashem, like Rashi says, Hanocha means Lefnei HaMizbeach. You have to put down the Bikurim right in front of the Mizbeach. The Pasuk says, V'hinach Lefnei Hashem Lekecha. To Yoma, the Gemara says, Mashenkin b'maisav, b'maisav sheni, d'loy, like maisav sheni has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, it's only to bring it into Yerushalayim. So I would have thought to say, maybe maisav sheni you could bring today and eat in Yerushalayim. This would come out, no, Talmudim, the Pasuk says like this. It says, Hekashir, the Pasuk says, V'yachal t'lefnei Hashem l'kech, it's supposed to eat in front of Hashem. Maisav d'goncho v'sirochcho v'yitzarecho, uv'choros b'korcho v'tzoncho. There's one big pasuk here. So hekish, the first makes the hekish the same halacha. Ma'aser l'bechor, that ma'aser sheni has the same halacha like a korban bechor. And to tell us that this pasuk says ma'aser d'goncho, then it says the bekorecho. So ma bechor, just like a korban bechor, in a nechlal b'fnei abayis, you can only eat it when you have a beis hamikdash. Is that for ma'aser? Same thing with ma'aser also. A nechlal b'fnei abayis, you can only eat ma'aser sheni when it's brought when you have the beis hamikdash. But if not, not. So I guess I learned now from this posik. For the Gemara still, what do we need a posik for? For the head of the dina v'leisiv metzad, why can't I learn out from the mehatzad? And learn out that the maister bikurim and bechor needs the beis hamikdash. So who are the maister sheni also needs the beis hamikdash? Gloina from one alone, because each one has its own chumra. One needs hakrova for the emurim and dam, and the bikurim needs hanochum. But learn from both of them together, so maybe it should be good. So what do you need the pasuk for? Then we should know from this svara here that it's only Maaseh Sheni is only in the base of Mikdash. So it says no. Amar Rav Ashi, Mishum Diklamem, we can say like this: Mal Yatzad Hashavus Shebem Sheken Yesh Bem Tzad Mizbeach. That I call upon both the Bikurim and the Bechor has something to do with the Mizbeach. So that's why it's only done when you have the base of Mikdash. Maashenken Maaseh Sheni has nothing to do with the Mizbeach at all. Like the Bikurim needs Hanoch on the Mizbeach, in front of the Mizbeach, and Bechor needs Dam on the Mizbeach. Mashenke, Maaseh Sheni does not need it, I would not learn out from those two. So therefore I need a special post to teach me that as man is there, you cannot eat Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says, the show what the Gersas are here, the Gemara says, O my Kesavah, what does he hold? The Rashi says, the Pshita Le, the Bechor and Nechel, Maaseh Sheni Mesapag Le. Our Tan here, our Gemara has a suffix, whether you can eat Maaseh Sheni or not in Yerushalayim. But Mashma Bechor was treated to Gemara, you cannot eat the Bechor in Yerushalayim now without the Beis Hamikdash. So if so, my Kesavah, what do we hold? Was like this. E Kesavah, if he holds that Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcher l'shaita v'kitcher l'asa lavoyim. If you hold the first base to midish, it's kedusha, is even l'asa lavoy also, even b'zman as the after the korban abayis. If so, then loish no bechor, loish no ma'isa. Penei havon inu. Both of them should be able to be brought. The ma'isa that has the kedusha is as if the base to midish is here. Rashi says tevaya bechor ma'isa penei havon inu. For yakrivam, you could bring them. Hoyel v'hash tenami kedushi yushlayim lakriv. It's called Yushlaim and Kirim Akriva there. So Pshit, you could bring the Maaseh Sheni, and the one Din Bechor also should be able to do it. Yeah, Mashmi, even Bechor also. Or else, if you can tell me now that Bechor is no good, so Pshit, the Maaseh was also no good, and it shouldn't be a Shaila. Yeah. Maaseh Sheni. Leshna Bechor, Leshna Maaseh, but they have one in them. Vik, so if you hold what? That Kedusha Rishon was Kitchel Shaita, it was the only Kaddish calls money after the Beis Hamikdash. But for like Kitchel, it was a love way after the Churban Abayis. It has no more Kedusha anymore than Beis Hamikdash. So I feel the Bechor Nami Tiboyloch. At the same time of the subject you have about Maaseh Sheni, why don't you have the same subject about Bechor Monashoch? Is it still called the Chveis the Abayis or not? This gift is very shveya because the Maaseh, Bechor, Avad, you can't bring. If you have no Kedusha now, you can't be makir with the Bechor, Chur Pshita. So Rashi just says, if you want to say it's not Kodesh and Afilu Hochi Misafkalei, that Maaseh, so Tavoy Nami Bechor, you should have a shalom about Bechor also. So I'm not sure exactly what should be the shalom about the Bechor. The Chur Bechor, for sure, you can't bring. This gift is a little bit shveya. That's why Rashi has the gift to hear. Afilu Bechor Nami Tiboy Loch. So Mura says, yes. Le'yolam will I tell you Kesavri holds Kedusha Rishani Kitch L'Shaita V'loi Kitch L'as Lovei. No, there's no Kedusha now after the Churban Abayis. So just like Bechor is no good, so what's it sad about Maisa? V'ocha Mayaskin Gugoyin Shenizrak Domoi Shel Bechor B'fnei Abayis. That right before the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, you made as weak as Adam, you shechted your Bechor, and you made as weak as Adam B'fnei Abayis, and then Bechor B'Abayis, then there's Churban Abayis Beis Hamikdash. For your dying Bosakim, you still have the meat left over from the Korban Bechor. Look at like this. Kivu on the East Adam, since if you have some blood left over right now, the Korban, Loi Bar Zeriko, you can't make a Zeriko right now, because it's a Korban Abayis, is also Boserim, Yalef Midam. So this meat, we learn out from the Dam, to say, just like you can't bring the Dam, now who would then you can't eat the meat right now? So it gets to the Limud right now that this meat cannot be eaten. And so once I learn out that you cannot